Blog Talk Radio. Are you ready to let go of your fears and limiting beliefs? Ready to live in the moment? Ready to live a positive life by creating new habits? You're in the right place. Join us every week at the Reinvent Yourself to Greatness with Sahar show to learn how to create the happy life you always wanted and deserve now.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Sahar Andrade, and this is the first podcast that we have in 2017. I am so happy to be here with you today and share a few of my thoughts about the New Year's resolution. First, let me try to give you the guest call-in number, just in case you want to call in and share any thoughts or if you have any questions. The guest call-in number is 215-383-3736. Again, it's 215-383-3736. Again, this is your host, Sahar Andrade, and they call me the Fear Whisperer. I just thought about right after the New Year's to start talking about the New Year's resolutions. Years and years ago, I remember that every single New Year, I would write a full list, a to-do list for the next year. And I will start wholeheartedly doing them for the first month, maybe for the first 6 weeks. And then, day after day, I'll find an excuse why not to do it. I don't have the time. I'm too busy. I have too much work. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. And the list goes on and on. Till one day I discovered that New Year's resolutions do not really work if we still think about the way we think about goal setting. And one of the major thoughts that goes around is that once you do a goal setting with the SMART goals, which are specific, measured, achievable, risk-taking, timelined, you're able to actually achieve your goals. And this can be as far as possible from the truth. It's very important to goal set what you want to do in your life, but it's very important also to maintain them and sustain them otherwise. Before that, let me ask you this. Are you starting your new year fresh, optimistic, wanted to do so many things? Maybe you want to go back to the gym to work out, or you have some weight to lose, or you want to find the soulmate of your life, or even you are in a relationship and you want to make it better. Or if you want to find more about yourself, maybe find a new job, ask finally for that promotion that you have been thinking about for the longest time but never did. Or maybe just find a new job altogether, move to a new city. Maybe change your life totally and start a new business. Well, it's that time of the year again. So hopefully you have some goals to achieve in 2017. But before that, let me ask you this. Did you write them down? Did you make the same list last year? Did you actually fulfill your resolution for last year? Or most like the 92% of the U.S. population, you started the year very strong, trying to achieve your goals just to cool it down after a month or two, like I used to do. So I would start the year, for example, going 4 times a week to the gym. Then a few weeks later, I will drop to 3, then to 2, then 1, then nothing. If you have been doing that, like I have been doing that, you're not the only one. And I came to realize why I would not sustain doing the goals that I set to do. And I believe that the biggest mistake people make in setting their New Year's resolutions, just first think about the word resolutions. Resolution meaning solving a problem or an issue. And somehow our brain has a hard time wrapping itself around that we have an issue. We just need to get better, right? Well, everybody looks at the New Year's resolutions as if it was a magical wand, that once midnight hits, a few hours later, it will change our lives like a magical wand. It will change our behaviors, our beliefs, our habits in just a few hours. It's like flipping a switch or reset a button on a laptop. So before midnight, we have our champagne, we have our drinks, we have our cakes, we have the chocolate. We just got out from heavy meals from Christmas and Thanksgiving. But magically, midnight, the switch will flip and we will just change all that. My dear friends, let me tell you this. The magical wand does not exist. While I appreciate the optimism, it doesn't work that way. So I believe setting resolution is basically somehow setting yourself to self-deception. You set yourself up into going through resolution by the lack of realizing them. And the most important part why they don't happen is because you lack, and I did, the realization of the price that needs to be paid for change. Ignoring that, or even unwilling to pay the price to change. And let me tell you something. The New Year's resolutions is basically about personal change. Let's not fool ourselves and say, no, it's goal setting and it's me getting better. Actually, it's about personal change. And as we all know, it's true that change is the only constant in life, but it's the most difficult thing that we can ever go to. No one said that life was meant to be easy. One thing I learned a long time ago that really helped me even as an entrepreneur and as a business owner is that there are no shortcuts. And no one will hand you anything. You basically have to do the work yourself. It's hard work. It never comes overnight. And it takes a lot of effort or time. But you need to look at the ROI, or the return of investment, of your time. How is it going to look in a month, in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year, in 3 years? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think that the more effort that you put in, the better results that you get? So again, if you're either trying to lose the weight, you need to remember that to lose the weight, it's simple. You need to give up the calories and the carbs, and you will need to work out and sweat and put the gym clothing and go out sometimes when it's still dark because you have to work out before going to work. Your muscles are going to hurt. And if you are, and your hair will have to be redone again before going to work. And I know these are all pain points, but look at it. Like in a few months, you're going to be able to wear better clothing that fits you better. You're going to be able to feel better about yourself. Your self-confidence will even be higher. Or maybe you need to have a better relationship. So maybe you might need to end up the one you're in because it's not fulfilling. You're not getting the appreciation that you deserve. Or maybe you're just comfortable, but you are unsatisfied. And you need to find out more things about yourself before you even start the change. Actually, you need to go through the self-actualization that you need not only to change, but that the change comes to a price that you have to be willing to pay. Maybe you want to start a new business. You have been wishing for that for the past 2, 3, 5 years. But you're just comfortable with the idea that you're having a paycheck and you don't want to lose anything. Or even maybe you want to make more money, but you're too scared to ask your boss for that raise or promotion because you don't want to rock the boat, or you're too scared to look for another job. You need to know that to get what you want, you need to accept that you will have to take action, and that action might not be comfortable with. You have to do things that maybe your subconscious brain might not even want to do, or basically even just scared to entertain it. To make a change in your life or achieve an important goal in your life, you will need to get to the bottom, not only of why you want to change or achieve your goals, but also what is it at the bottom of why you're not achieving your goals, or what is keeping you from achieving them. So the first step is to think deeply what happens when you're either about to start the change or do it for a while and then start slacking. So let me give you the five reasons why the New Year's resolution do not work. Number one, do you just stop and find all the excuses of why you can do it? Like I said before, not having the time, the resources, or the knowledge. Do you just delay it for tomorrow or for next week? And this is what we call the wonderful procrastination. Do you feel fear of losing what you have, or scared of the results that might or might not happen, or scared of the process itself? Number four, do you feel overwhelmed, stressed, not knowing what to do or even where to start? Number five, do you trust yourself enough to do the change, or you don't? Do you feel that you might fail, so it gets you stuck in your status quo? These are mainly the reasons or what happens to sabotage your resolutions. No matter what the reason is, at the root, any of them is actual fear. Yes, it's fear, masquerading in many forms or shapes. So it's either procrastination. Yeah, I'm too busy. Maybe tomorrow, maybe after tomorrow, maybe next week. Maybe, you know what, I'm going to start on Monday because it's the beginning of the week. We are already the 12th, so let me start the first of the month. Or maybe on my birthday, or maybe on my anniversary, and we keep postponing whatever we need to do. Maybe it's masquerading as perfection because you're looking for perfection. You want everything to be perfect. Let me tell you this. Perfection does not exist. There is no perfection in life. Perfection is actually a form of procrastination, and procrastination is rooted in fear. Or maybe you just want to keep the status quo because it's what you know. You feel comfortable. You don't want to adventure yourself to step out of the parameters you have set your life into. But what you're missing is that you are yourself boxing yourself in a box. And that's not even fair, neither for you, neither for the people around you, neither for the people that love you. The change will not come overnight. You get what you pay for. You cannot be a member of a club without paying the membership dues. Change will happen if you want it bad enough, if it's part of your passion, if it's really how you see yourself in the future, if you're just fed up with where you are today, if you really can't take it anymore, if you really know that you can do so much better, that you are way better than what you are today, and you just want to go there. And my friends, that can happen. It really depends on you to decide what is the greater pain. Is it the pain of change, or the pain you are in and day out, just tolerating living just for the sake of nothing, of not getting out of your comfort zone? When you will feel that the price that you're paying for your inaction is greater than the price that you will pay for your action, then you will start thinking about change, about achieving your goals, or even about having resolution. Though just being aware that you need to change is not enough and will not sustain your long-term change. Change requires first and foremost your awareness, self-discipline, self-confidence, and most of all, self-love and empathy. At the end, it's a choice. It's your choice to move forward and get step by step to become who you know is your better self. Or you can have the choice to stagnate where you are and just keep complaining about your life. And New Year's Eve, after New Year's Eve, after New Year's Eve, it will be the same resolutions and same results or the lack of. It really depends on you. The pain of an hour is better than the pain of all hours. You deserve a better life. You need to take it one step at a time. I want you to know that nothing is easy in life, but we get what we pay for. You are not weak. I know that. You can do it. You can be the best that you can ever can. I know it, and you know it. Maybe you just don't know what to do. Maybe you're just too scared to move forward. Maybe you're just scared of losing something if you try to change. Maybe you're just scared of what will be the results. Fear masquerades in so many forms. We have fear of failure, but we have fear of success as well. People think if they will succeed, maybe they will lose the people that are around them. Because maybe by not doing what you're supposed to do, by not becoming the better of you, you're attracting the wrong kind of people around you that actually pull you down. And you know what they say when you want to play tennis? When you play tennis, you need to start playing with people that are better than you. This is the only way you can actually pull your skills forward. You actually can become better than you are. As human beings, we are destined for glory. We are destined for success. We are destined for happiness. But the keys to all that relies on you. The keys are in your hands. These locks are there for a reason. They're there to challenge you. They're there to see how good you are, to see what you're made of. Are you going to rise up to the challenge, or are you just going to stagnate and be happy where you are? If you try to do that, then I have one advice for you. Stop complaining. Stop whining. Because it's in your hands. You can whine from here till eternity, and nothing will change. This is what we call the victim mentality, or as it was called, the victimitis syndrome, where only bad things happen to my life. No matter what I do, I end up in the same place. Or, why me? Or, I knew it will happen. And all this is actually you're setting yourself up for failure. It's time to visit. What are you scared of? Whisper to your fear like I did. God knows, fear governed my life most of my years. And when I thought I got hold on it, I numbed my fears, not realizing that numbing my fears will numb all of my other good feelings. So I lost years and years and years of my life, not feeling anything at all. But now, I'm the fear whisperer. I know how to deal with it. And I promise you, you can too. So let me give you a step-by-step plan where you can start. First of all, I want you to do an exercise for me. I want you to take a piece of paper. I'm going to give you the instructions, then you can do it at your own pace. If you want to share the results with me, I will be very happy to help you out. You can email me at info@reinventyourselftogreatness.com. info@reinventyourselftogreatness.com. Or you can go to our website, reinventyourselftogreatness.com or fearwhisperer.com. www.sahar.com, and you can send me a message from there. So I want you to take a piece of paper, and I want you to ply it in two. So now you have four equal squares. I want you to write in every square, each one of them, the four of them, write something that you always wanted to do. Maybe a resolution that you have been pushing from 1 year to the other without really achieving it. Write four of them. And if you have more than that, you can actually keep plying, folding the paper till you have eight squares. But let's start with four. Turn the page over, and on the back of everything that you wrote down, each one of them, write why you did not achieve it yet, or what stops you in your tracks. Then I want you to write, what will be your payoff if you do it? And then I want you to repeat it to the second square, then to the third square, then to the fourth square. I promise you, it's going to be mind-boggling. You're going to discover things about your life. But you need to be honest with yourself. You don't have to show it to anybody. But you need to be very honest. You need to close your eyes and dig inside, dig deep on why you're not doing this. Only you knows the answer. You're the only one that holds the keys to your kingdom. Start using those keys. Only put the key in the lock, one lock. It will unlock it. And you will have the potential that you always deserved. You will have the fulfilled and happy life that you always deserved. You be successful. And success, you need to remember, it means different things to different people. So you need to define your own definition of success. What does it mean? Does it mean just to be content in your life? To be a good mother? To be a good father? To be a good daughter? To be a good wife? To be a good community person, to be a good employee. What it is that success means to you? Is it to make more money, to have a better car, to have a better house, to travel, just to help others, be of service to others? What is it that you consider success? And by the way, a fulfilled life doesn't mean to be a CEO of a multi-million company. And it doesn't mean to be a billionaire. It can mean that, but if it's not what you mean by fulfilled life, you need to be happy. Your life starts and ends with you. You are the master of your universe. You control 100% how you react to things. Yes, life will throw you curveballs. Again, nothing comes easy, so you need to be prepared to that. So let me give you step by step how you can have a better chance to achieve your goals or your resolutions. First one, decide, baby steps, decide on one thing that you want to change or achieve. Maybe you can take one from the four squares that we wrote earlier. You always need to write it down, because I'm a huge believer that writing things down, it makes them a reality for your brain, and your eyes can see them, so it becomes part of your vision. Write it down even if you tried to do it before. If you tried to achieve that goal before or to tackle that resolution before and you could not do it, what happened? Why didn't you do it? What stopped you from doing it? I want you to ask yourself, what will happen if you don't do it and you keep ignoring it? Obviously, it's important for you because it's a recurrent thought. What will happen if you do it? So write it down, one thing at a time. If you tried it before, go deep and really think why it didn't happen, why it didn't occur, why you didn't achieve it. What stopped you from doing it? What happens if you will never do it, and what will happen if you do it? Bringing yourself to the positive side of your brain to think about what will happen if you do it, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to describe in vivid details, using your five senses, how it will feel to do the change or achieve your goal. And by five senses, I mean, how would it look in front of your eyes? How would you touch the results? How would it taste to you? How would it feel? How would you hear it? I want you to put your five senses. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. In and out. Four in, eight out. Four in, eight out. And try to visualize everything that you want to achieve. Visualize where you are going to be once you achieve that. If that cannot motivate you, I don't know what else can motivate you. By just seeing your future, you are the creator of your future. You are not your past. Your past does not dictate who you are. Your past is not your personality. You need to start from today, take inventory from where you are to move forward. Just one thing. You owe it to yourself. What would it be? I challenge you. I dare you to do the challenge. And if you do it and you email it to me, info@reinventyourselftogreatness.com. Before our next weekly podcast next week, I will help you to resolve it, and I will send you a self-motivation free ebook as a reward for your challenge. So, my dear friends, the time has come. I just want to wish you Happy New Year. May 2011 be the best year for you. Fill it with gratitude. Gratitude is your doorway to abundance. I wish you the best. And I wish you that you accomplish what your mind to. This is your host, Sahar Andradi, the Fear Whisperer. Till next time, please tune in next time for our podcast. Stay tuned. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Reinvent Yourself to Greatness with Sahar Andradi. Tune in next week for even more inspiration and tools to create the happy life you've always wanted. Go to www.reinventyourselftogreatness.com or send us an email at info@reinventyourselftogreatness.com. See you next time.